Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Inside your business on Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Well, it is Youth Day, and I hope that many of you have been able to celebrate and commemorate the 45th anniversary of the Soweto uprisings, and really reflecting on how far we've come, but of course also acknowledging some of the current challenges that we faced with here in South Africa. We've managed to reflect on the overview of conversations regarding employment opportunities with our previous guests, and then transitioning into the necessary skills that we need to have and understand, specifically when it comes to digital skills and participating in the digital economy. And this time around, we're going to focus on entrepreneurship. We know that it's often been dubbed to be the key builder and panacea for some of our economic challenges, as small and medium enterprises are great creators of jobs, given that they have a multiplier effect in terms of the numbers of people that they can implement or participate in that particular sector, and of course making sure that there's livelihood and activity within our economy. But for many of us, I remember going to school and participating in a cake and candy sale day, where we bring cakes, we'd sell them. If there was money left over, lucky for you and your friends, you'd actually split that as your profit. And we thought that we were learning business skills. But what are we doing differently nowadays to make sure that the youth young pupils of today are actually gaining and learning more and deeper entrepreneurial skills, which go beyond just understanding to increase your margins to pull a sale, but making sure that they also understand the intricacies that are related to entrepreneurship? Well, to help us understand a lot more about that, through the Growing Entrepreneurial Minds program, it's a student entrepreneurship program developed back in 2009 the world over, and now being taught in a few of the Montessori Africa schools, with plans to extend to some of the schools in the township in South Africa. We have one of the educators of the program and key drivers or leaders of and participants of the program joining us today, Ntate Andrew Mogole. Thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Thank you for having us, Gugu.
Quite excited. And I'm glad you say us, because you've got two young, bright, handsome, and certainly not shy gentlemen who are joining us in studio today. Your son, Kgomolemo Mogole. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
I'm well, thank you. You're 13 years old, right?
Yes.
And you go to Montessori school?
Yes, I do.
And you know all about entrepreneurship?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're going to ask you all about it today in this conversation. And you're not alone. You're also with your friend Armand Smit, who's 11 years old. How are you, Armand?
Fine, thanks. And you?
We're excited to have you here today.
Thank you.
And you're going to tell us all about entrepreneurship and help us adults get better at understanding entrepreneurship, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we'll come to you both in a moment to tell us what you've learned and how you've participated in the program. And I think you can tell, as our listeners, that these are young, growing minds who certainly have a lot of optimism about entrepreneurship. But, Andrew, I'd like to start off with you, sir.
Yes,
thank you. Perhaps if you can build up on an understanding as to what the Growing Entrepreneurial Minds, or GEM, program actually is. We understand it started in 2009, but how is it that this program has been developed to suit the South African market, and how do you roll it out here?
Well, Google, I think for me, as a young South African,
yes,
consider myself young, and first of all, I'm glad just to be part of an award-winning business show.
Oh, thank you. We were nominated this year. We've won previously, but fingers crossed we'll get it this
you'll
year.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
Thank you.
Yes. The need for me to have gone out and look for a program that's suitable for the South African environment, especially youth, mm-hmm, in a school category, because my understanding of entrepreneurship is you only get to know about entrepreneurship when you finish school,
mm-hmm,
and then I know we're preaching about developing entrepreneurship at school level, but you never get around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went around and we looked for a program that's suitable for us, which is being taught, as you mentioned earlier, globally in countries like Vietnam, India, Brazil, the States, in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a well-proven program for kids, for learners. And I think for me, we need to create people that will create jobs.
Yes.
So not people that will go and look for jobs, but they will create jobs at this young, growing minds. And for us as GEM, we look at an opportunity in South Africa to say, with the pandemic now, it's rife. Like, I think the youth unemployment now is sitting at about 70%,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken. So with that, we need to make sure that we help these kids to understand entrepreneurship at school level, as early as grade 2, up to matric. That's what we're teaching now.
Okay.
And we're thinking, when we do that for them, look, in the next 10 years of school or so, they will fail in one or two businesses, because the aim is for them to start their own business while they're at school and learn while they're at school, be innovative, be more, because our program is more like exponential learning. Mm. So you get to do things as you learn.
Tell us more about that, because you mentioned something so important. They need to start the businesses while they're still in school, which I think is amazing. It takes away the fear of failure, the fear of starting, and all the bottlenecks that we tend to find ourselves in when, you know, imposter syndrome sets in. But how have you made it practical for them to be problem solvers, to really understand what entrepreneurship is about? Because often it's said entrepreneurs are born, not made. But how do you shift their thinking to more problem-solving skills, I guess?
I suppose into the program, part of the program, one of the programs that we do, yeah, is innovation.
Okay.
So now if you think about someone who's innovative, they look at problems and they come up with solutions. And then we also have them to work as teams. And they also collaborate with international learners as well, to come up with ideas. And then while they're school, we'll help them, those that, not all of them are entrepreneurs, as you say, but I think in my understanding and opinion, entrepreneurs are made.
Mm.
If you come from the township, because if I'm right,
yes,
you know that uncle who had a dry clean, a taxi owner, who sell coal, who had a spaza shop.
True.
And those were born. And now we need to make them, because we don't have those anymore. Because the world has evolved and changed. And unless you are a genius, then you're just born an entrepreneur. But these kids, we need to help them become innovators and be able to change the problems we have in education, in our economy, in our country, in our communities.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, I don't know if you have any kids.
Not yet, but I'm an aunt to many, the cool aunt.
You're still a mom.
Exactly.
Because you look after them. And you want to see those kids when they grow up, they can be game changers.
Exactly.
You want them to make a difference in our townships, in our economy.
Exactly.
And then they need to change lives. If this young man gets to become an innovator, he employs 10 other people, they feed 15 more other families. And that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
With this pandemic, all these youth are at home. They're not able to explore opportunities because they don't have the skill. When they were school, they were taught guidance and history, and it's doing nothing for them. And entrepreneurship is key for schools.
Indeed. Dr. Mokgola, I love the passion, and it's coming through, and I'm glad that you touched on elements like innovation, which are some of the things that they touch on. And even if a few of them might be stronger entrepreneurs than others, but they're all learning some of the critical skills that it takes to build a business. So even if they might not own them or build them, but they might lead them, they might have influences in terms of being employed by fellow entrepreneurs to make sure that they change the economy. But I do want to speak to the two young gentlemen to pick their brains on entrepreneurship. And Khumulemo, perhaps I can start with you. And maybe you can tell us what entrepreneurship means to you. You know, what's your understanding of it, and what have you learned about it so far at school?
So I learned about problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
In our first lesson, our teacher told us about, like, if every invention and for example a table,
yes,
it was made by an entrepreneur. So that's what our teacher taught us to do.
And it must be exciting, right? Because you look at things differently. Every time you look at an item, you think, oh, what problem did this solve? Has that shaped how you look at the world as a 13-year-old?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of problems are you hoping to solve?
Well, I'm planning to solve like any problem.
Uh-huh. And there are a lot of problems, right, that we have in the world. So you have quite a few that you can look to solve. We'll come back in just a moment. And Ahmad, I want you to also, to, you know, tell us what entrepreneurship means to you and how you've learned and understood entrepreneurship to mean.
To me, it shaped how I look at things. Now I don't think of like a table as like something you just like use or put your stuff on, because it can also help you with like storage if you think about it. Like,
yes,
like if you put your food on the table and then you have more space on like your kitchen counter, or
right.
So it helps me see the world differently.
Yeah.
Wow.
And are there problems that you also want to solve, Ahmad, to build up on what Khumulemo said?
Yes.
Well, tell us what kind of problems.
I'm not sure yet, but soon I'll figure out.
Is it?
Yes.
And with your friends, too, a question to the both of you, Khumulemo and Ahmad, does it change, you know, the kind of activities that you participate in? What kind of conversations do you have about starting a business? And have you started one just yet?
Actually, yes, I have started one.
Oh, well done. Tell us more about your business.
My business is called Crazy Genius.
So what do you do at Crazy Genius?
Well, with Crazy Genius, I'm actually writing a book.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to tell us or want us to learn in that book?
Well, this book is about, it's about a boy, like things go wrong and nothing goes his way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also writing a other book.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that one is?
Yes, it's about a superhero named Shingwa.
Awesome. Okay, so just when we thought Wakanda was all we had, Shingwa's the new superhero in town.
Yes.
I'm excited to read that one. And you, Armand, have you started a business?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to soon in the future.
Mm-hmm. Many businesses.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we definitely want to see what your businesses entail in reading more of your books and seeing more how you collaborate. And I think, Ndate Andrew, I'd like to come back to you here. I think we can tell that we are speaking to young people who already are shifting in their thinking. Homolemo writing a book at 13 years old. Gosh, some of us couldn't even finish our essays at home or paragraphs for our assignments or cycle tests. But I'm also keen to talk about the practicalities. Looking at the program, I see that there's an introductory course for grades 2 and 3, an intensive course for grades 4 to 12, and there's additional sessions that you also have in your program. But I guess share with us a few nuggets, a typical lesson. What would it entail, you know, aside from, you know, letting them understand how problem solving is a key element of entrepreneurship. But, you know, how do you make it practical for them, or how do you entice their thinking to get to that level?
I suppose in many ways, and one of the ways is one of the lessons that they learned the other week in class was for them to figure out their weaknesses and strength.
Beautiful.
And once they know what they're good at and what they need to improve, and then when they face with challenges, they will know that's a weakness for me. How do I improve it?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's my strength, I know I'm going to excel. And how can I can even make it better? You know, and for us, what we're trying to also introduce now, as you know, with the 4IR,
yes,
and the 3D printing, and hence I spoke about being practical with what you do and understanding that. Yes, an opportunity here. Let me just make this as practical as possible. And for us, when we look at these kids, it's just to help them become better. And we want to, as you mentioned earlier, we also engage with other schools like in the townships, because we need this in the township. And as I was going to say now, is with youth unemployment in this country, there's more need for entrepreneurship in school.
Mm-hmm.
You'll agree with me.
Definitely.
And the more we create this creative minds, we the better we're able to solve challenges and solutions that we need for this country, and not relying on the government. And then let's go out there and work as if there's no government.
Right.
And then and be initiative. When the government comes and say, we want to work with you, then we can work with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not always rely on government. And like I said earlier on, let's go out there and create people that can create jobs.
Exactly. Well, we work within the government's regulations because unfortunately that's the lay of the landscape. But are there any other partners that you work with? Maybe payers in the private sector, other entrepreneurs? Because these young men will be in grade 12 in the next few years, then graduate to tertiary institutions and perhaps even start additional companies, as we heard, from then on. So I guess if there's sense of mentorship, participation, or other players that you work with?
Yes, I'm glad to bring that up. So the part of the program is they're going to come up with we're going to teach them business model canvas at that level, especially the grade 6, grade 7,
mm-hmm.
business model canvas. So what happens there, they come up with ideas, we engage with some corporates, and then we're going to have a panel where they're going to share their ideas, and we're going to have a panel that's going to adjust their ideas, and we're trying to help them take the ideas into the market eventually.
Wow.
So I cannot talk about the ideas because an idea, you want to protect it, and as part of the program is trademark and IP, so they will learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you never even learn about that in varsity.
Far from it.
Yeah. So you probably just learn about it when you do your postgraduate. But now you want to teach them while they're at school to understand what is trademark, what is IP. And when they know that, when they finish school, they'll be better than a lot of people who they've gone through the program.
Exactly. Are there any grade 12s who have finished the program and then transitioned into, you know, a full-time entrepreneurship that you might use as examples?
Not as yet. The plan was to introduce the program last year, but with the pandemic, we couldn't, so we could only start this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we by next year, when you invite me back here, I'll have some more good news for you.
Certainly. You're welcome anytime.
I want to come back.
You're welcome anytime, and we're really looking forward to the contribution that's being made. Looking at the themes and the concepts that are being mentioned here, PR versus versus advertising, negotiation skills, pricing and product life cycles. These are all concepts that many of us has only learned in business school in our adult life. So to see these young men doing mini MBAs in their primary years of education is really something quite refreshing to see. We thank you so much for making time today, especially on a public holiday.
Wow.
And certainly hope that you and these brave young men. Khumulima, you're coming back to tell us about your book, right?
Yes, I'm definitely coming back.
Please do. Don't forget us. We want to read your book. We want to talk about your book and also help you sell your book to build up on your entrepreneurship activity. And Armand, we're also excited to see what you do in future.
Okay.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So keep in touch, eh? You promise?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much to our two guests, Khumulemo Mogole, 13 years old, as well as his friend Armand Smith, 11 years old, both who go to Montessori Africa schools. And of course, the gentleman responsible for shaping their minds together with many of his peers in South Africa and across the continent, one of the leaders of the Growing Entrepreneurial Minds Student Entrepreneurship Program, Ntate Andrew Mogole. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Thank you, Ntate. And that's a wrap for Kaya Biz this evening. Can you believe it? So we're not just talking about Youth Day, but we're bringing the youth to you in sharing their thoughts and their mindset, and of course looking forward to seeing how many of us pull a leaf out of the books of leaders who are changing our mindsets around entrepreneurship, specifically related to children.
Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz with Kukuletho Mfuphi.
Kaya Biz with Kukuletho Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.